Welcome to How's the Market, our weekly real-time look at what's happening in the U.S. housing market, powered by data from Altos Research. We talk here about the latest data, and if you want to see all the charts, all the inventory, prices, supply and demand that we reference in the show, head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AltosResearch, and enjoy the data. A big couple of weeks for mortgage rate jumps, and we're still seeing surprising relative strength in the housing market. In fact, some measures of home prices are now at their all-time highs, surpassing the previous peak of 2 years ago. We're watching a few key factors to see if home buyers are backing off in the face of increased mortgage rates. We're watching inventory, which continues to grow, up 3% this week. We're watching sales volumes, which is definitely up over last year, but is still pretty slow. And we're watching a group of price signals. Some, as I said, are at their all-time highs. Some are looking weaker, though, as leading indicators for the rest of the year. So the backward-looking price data, which is like looking at the sales prices, those are up about 6% over a year ago. The leading indicators for future sales prices aren't nearly that strong. But frankly, I think maybe the biggest surprise this week is that sales volume has so far actually held up pretty well in these last couple of weeks as mortgage rates climbed into the mid sevens. I've been talking about sales growth over last year, and more home sales are happening, and we definitely have that. But here's the thing. We can also see that, like, once you adjust for seasonal patterns, that home sales should be much higher now if a real recovery were underway. It feels like the latest macro trends will keep mortgage rates in the mid-sevens for the near term. And we'd expect that to slow home sales volumes further. And that's why at Altos, we track every home for sale in the country every week. The data so often defies expectations or changes very quickly. So we track all the pricing, all the supply and demand, all the sales, all the changes and all that data so that you can understand it immediately as it happens. I'm Mike Simonson. I'm the president of Altos Research. And let's take a look at the details of the U.S. real estate market for the week of April 22, 2024. So when we look at active inventory of unsold homes on the market, we can definitely see the impact of higher mortgage rates in the last month. There are 543,000 single-family homes on the market now. That's a 3% jump from last week. And there are now 31% more homes on the market than last year at this time. Available inventory of unsold homes on the market is building quickly with the latest mortgage rate jumps, right? There are 130,000 more homes on the market now than last year at this time. So in this chart, I have the yearly inventory curves. Each line here is a year. Normally, inventory is climbing at this point in the second quarter. We're rapidly approaching the peak of the market. Sellers list now, inventory builds, the sales rate peaks usually at the end of June, so that it's normal for inventory to be building now in April. But when you add the spike in mortgage rates, that makes home buying less affordable. That leads to fewer buyers and inventory builds faster. And in the dark red line, you can see very clearly that there's an inflection point in inventory this April. With the latest mortgage rate jumps, inventory growth has accelerated. And this is what I mean when I say higher rates leads to greater inventory. We are on the path to getting back to the old normal levels of unsold homes on the market. A couple more years with elevated rates will get us there. That's also why I point out that falling rates reverse this trend. So lower rates mean people snap up the existing inventory and this number will fall again. Growing inventory is not just about demand slowing, though. We are also consistently measuring more sellers coming back into this market. At 69,000 new listings unsold this week, that's 3% more than a week ago and 14% more sellers than last year at this time, 14% more. And in fact, there are more sellers this week, more new sellers this week than in any week of 2023. This selling season still has potentially two more months of growth. So I'd love to see 70 or 80,000 new listings per week in May. More sellers means more sales can happen. There's a limit, and we could get to an imbalance with too many sellers, flooding the market with too few buyers, but we're not close to that yet. In the years before the pandemic, the last few weeks of April, we would normally see 80, 90, 100,000 new listings in a week, and this week we're at 69,000. Obviously, elevated mortgage rates slows both buyers and sellers. There are lots of people who will never sell their house with a 3% mortgage, so there's unlikely to be a flood of sellers, probably for years, but we can see steady growth. Each year, with higher rates, will get us more growth. Fewer people locked into the low rates, more people to resell. So this growth is, I say, good for the market. So in this chart, the gray lines are years past. The higher the line, the more seller activity. The gray lines show us that how there could be 30% more sellers in any given week in the spring. Last year's light red line shows how few sellers there were than last year. Available inventory of homes you can buy and the new sellers each week. That's what consumers care about. If I'm buying a house, do I have houses to buy? For home buyers, that selection now is more than they've had in years. Professionals in the real estate market, on the other hand, have to care about the transaction volume, how many sales are happening. And because there were so few sellers last year, the number of sales was incredibly constricted. And that's starting to change. So 14% more new sellers this week. That's a really good sign that sales can grow. And when we look at the sales rate, we can see indeed that home sales are growing. There were 71,000 new contracts started for single family homes this week. That's 3% more than last week and 7% growth over a year ago. So there's still 8% fewer sales happening than the same week in 22, right? 2 years ago was still much stronger. And at that same time, 2 years ago, there were still frantic deals, last deals getting done as mortgage rates were obviously rising quickly. So even though mortgage rates were up then, sales were still strong. The pandemic crazy pace of sales had slowed, so the inventory was building very quickly at that time. So in 2022, the new sales rates really cratered after the 4th of July holiday. But in this chart, you can see how the dark line is consistently above last week and above last year with more sales each week. But the pace of sales is still below most of the gray lines the years past. So there are now 385,000 single-family homes in the contract pending stage. That's 5% growth over last year, 5% more homes in contract right now than last year, and still 14% fewer than 2 years ago. New sales this week, like 7% growth, and the total number of homes in contract is 5% growth. So, it usually takes 30 to 45 days for sales to close. Typically, they stay in contract that long. And so these homes that are in contract now, 385,000, will close mostly in April and May. 5% growth is less than we'd hoped for at this start of the year, but it's creeping up, and even as mortgage rates are higher. So at Altos, we don't seasonally adjust our numbers. We're just doing direct measurement. There are 385,000 single-family homes in escrow to complete a sale right now. And if you were to approximate, though, a seasonal adjustment on the Altos number, you could see that means about 4.4 million sales pace for as of April 2024. 4.4 million is the annualized. That pace is up from last April, but it's slower growth than most Aprils. So that seasonal pace is where you see that the sales slowdown impact from higher mortgage rates. So the takeaway from the new pendings data is that even though home sales continue to outpace last year, that growth pace has definitely slowed. Sales are trying to climb, but are still, there are really no signs of real strength in the sales volumes. Now, the median price of all those single-family homes that's in contract right now is $389,000. That took a little 2.4% jump this week. And in fact, that's at an all-time, a new all-time high. So finally surpassing the sales prices of 2 years ago. So these spring weeks are indeed the time when home prices climb. So it's not too surprising that prices are climbing now. But we've been keeping a close eye on these home prices in the face of these rising mortgage rates. And in this chart, you can see how the prices of home sales going into contract, these are homes going into contract, they are 6% more expensive than a year ago. Last year at this time, home prices were lower than April of 22, but now we're back at the all-time high. So the previous peak was $395,000 2 years ago, and this week we're at $398,000. So that's the new all-time high there. What I find interesting in this price data is how slow this climb is this year. So the dark red line here is for this year and is up only 6.6% from January 1. So there's an increase from January 1. Most years it's like 10% by this time in April. So as a leading indicator about how the year ends up, the price signals are much softer than usual. And we can see this in the asking prices, too. The median price of all the homes on the market right now is $449,000. That's up a fraction from last week, but it's only 1% above last year at this time. And so you can think of the asking prices as a leading indicator for future sales prices. And so homes that are on the market now get offers in May, they close in June, and you start hearing about those sales in July. So the future signals for home prices aren't falling with mortgage rates, but they sure look like the price appreciation has slowed. And my other favorite leading indicator for future sales prices are the percentage of homes on the market now with price reductions. So if more homes have to cut their prices now, that's a real signal for sales that will happen out in the future. Surprisingly, given the mortgage rate changes, there was no jump this week in price reductions. And we've been watching this stat very closely. So 32% of the homes on the market have taken a price cut. That's actually down a fraction from last week, given the relatively strong set of new listings hitting the market and the home sales that were at the highest point of the year this week. So that's what kept the lid on price cuts. But there are 3% more homes on the market now with price cuts than a year ago. So last year at this time, price cuts were still decreasing with, at that time, very tight new listing volume. So there are more homes on the market now with price cuts than in any April. That really shows weakness in prices, but it's not super high, so it's not skyrocketing. And so that implies we don't see prices like tanking anytime soon. And I think the reading here is now, that with the mortgage, 30-year mortgage rate, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate at 7.4%, there's still just enough sales volume to keep prices from dropping like they did in the late 22. So see the 22 line here, that's the light red line. The price reductions were exploding at this point in the year. The current market is not like that. And so we'll continue to keep watching this price cuts data. Like as mortgage rates make homes less affordable, and if rates go higher from here, fewer offers get made, some sellers will cut their prices, and that could still accelerate in the next few weeks. And that, of course, is why we do this data work each week. The market's trying to grow, but home buyers are obviously sensitive to the cost of money. If you aren't watching the data each week, you're probably behind the curve. You have buyers and sellers who have no idea how this market is changing right now. They need to hear the data from you. And if you need to help buyers and sellers see the actual data, you should join us at Altos Research. Go to altosresearch.com, book a free consult with our team, and we'll help you learn how to talk about the market with your clients and prospects today. So there's a link in the description below. Click that to join us. Let's get started.